Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. God is awesome. God is a God that could do anything but fail. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. The scientists didn't make this day. Your mom or your dad didn't make this day. We thank God for Jesus. God is truly good. He sent his only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. But glory be to God, no grave could hold him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to act like they know him. Somebody ought to give him the glory this morning. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. He kept you from last night's dangers, seen and unseen. He kept us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory on this day. We're not going to wait until this afternoon. We're going to glorify you early in the morning. Early in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Venezuela, early in the morning. West Germany, early in the morning. Germany, early in the morning. West Africa, early in the morning. Nigeria, early in the morning. California, early in the morning. New York City, early in the morning. New York State, Brooklyn, New York, early in the morning. Miami, Florida, early in the morning. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for Ukraine, and we're praying for those in the midst of the wars. The Word of God tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. We thank God for Jesus because in the midst of everything that's going on, he knows all, he sees all, and he sees the beginning, the middle, and the end. An all-knowing, all-powerful God. So in the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of COVID, in the midst of cancer, in the midst of HIV/AIDS, in the midst of arthritis and bursitis and rheumatoid arthritis, heart diseases, memory problems, mental illnesses, we can still call upon the name of Jesus. God is still good. In the midst of our trials and our tribulations, God is still good. Maybe what we're going through is not good, but God is still good. And we have to take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells me so. And I'm going to take him at his word, that God will keep you, lead you, direct you, and no matter what's going on or what you're going through, he still has the answers. And I found the answers. I learned how to pray. Hallelujah. As Mahalia Jackson said, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. New Mexico, Mexico, we learn how to pray. Hallelujah. Honduras, we learn how to pray. Pray in the midst of all that's going on. Pray in the midst when you feel like you don't know what to do. Pray about it. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. Every church leader, archbishop, bishops, chief apostles, apostles, ministers, reverends, elders, superintendents, popes, pray about it. Missionaries, evangelists, pray about it. Hallelujah, glory be to God. President Biden, Joe Biden, Dr. Joe Biden, pray about it. President Kamala Harris, pray about it. And your husband, Mr. Harris, pray about it. All of our kings, our queens, our ambassadors, all of those are in leadership positions. Pray about it. Mothers and fathers, you're in a leadership position. Yes, you are. Pray for your children. Pray for your family. Fall on bended knees and cry out to Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Something about that name, Jesus. We're praying for Sister Greta and all of our postal workers. We know your job is not easy. But God is with you in the midst of all that's going on. We pray for our postmaster. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We pray for our military, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force. We pray for our military in its entirety, those that volunteered to go out to keep our country safe. We thank Jesus for our military and our veterans. We thank you for your service. God is good. They volunteered. Thank you, Jesus. Most of them weren't drafted. They volunteered to serve their country. Our police officers that's in a position to keep our people and our community safe. We are praying for you that God will grant you wisdom, that God will grant you above all divine knowledge, divine understanding, divine intelligence. Yes, those that are working in intelligence, the FBI, U.S. Customs, we are praying for you that you will watch over God's people. Hallelujah. And that God will watch over you. God will take care of you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And that the men and women of the land will obey the laws of the land. We speak against those illegal weapons, the ghost guns, the illegal weapons that are out there. We come against individuals that want to purchase those to do harm to innocent victims. We're praying for those in Buffalo. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Families who have lost loved ones. Innocent people shopping in a supermarket wanting to purchase items for themselves or their families. Innocent victims, we are praying for you. We're praying for the family of the shooters. Yes, we're praying for the families of the shooters and praying for the salvation of those that murdered innocent people. We're praying for your salvation. Those that are still in the land of the living, we are praying for your salvation. Those in Texas, other states that have been affected by individuals that don't know the value of life. Jesus Christ came back to give us life and give us life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Abundant life in Jesus Christ. We're praying for the city streets, the counties, the city, the states, our local government, mayors, governors, that they'll come together as one accord, not as Republican, not as Democrat, not as Independent Party, not as the Green Party, but come together as one in Jesus Christ. Accept the Lord and Savior. Welcome him into your life. He's a gentleman. He will not force himself upon you. He's a gentleman. The Holy Spirit has to be invited into your life. He said, knock, and doors shall be open. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Jesus knows all about your troubles. He knows all about your sickness, your diseases, your children. He knows all about your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. He's breaking some generational curses. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of addiction, drug addiction, food addiction, lying addiction, murdering addiction. We come against those spirits of addiction right now in the name of Jesus, that they'll fall on bended knees and be addicted to Jesus Christ and the Word of God. To do what thus saith the Lord. We call upon you right now, Jesus. We come against that addiction to illegal drugs. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And those that are taking legal drugs for the wrong reason, that are prescribed by the doctors. We come against that spirit too. We come against every drug addict, every drug pusher. We come against that spirit right now, counseled out. Burn it, let it disintegrate, let it go back to the pits of hell from which it came, never to return in our lives, in our homes, in the name of Jesus, in our communities. We come against drug addiction right now, that you no longer want crack cocaine or heroin, illegal pills that you're taking, pills that you're selling that was prescribed by the doctor. We come against that spirit right now, that you not want to hear the word of illegal drugs, the name of illegal drugs. You're not the one to take a needle and put it in your vein. We come against that spirit right now, send it back to the pit of hell, never to return. Someone's crying out for their son, their daughter, sister, brother, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, cousins, uncles, aunts. Someone's crying out right now. We come against that spirit of addiction in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. My God, my God, my God. Feel like you're all alone. But you have a friend. And that friend is Jesus. Someone is going to court today. Yes. He's your lawyer in the courtroom. He's a judge above all judges. Someone is going through surgery. He's a mighty surgeon. Call upon the name of Jesus. He's a mighty doctor. He's a nurse. He's the anesthesiologist. He's the breath that you breathe each and every day. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's our all in all. I can do nothing without him. But with God, all things are possible to those who believe. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He's our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to him. Thank you, Jesus. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God because of the first Adam. The first Adam disobeyed God. But he said it's the second Adam. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. God sent us that second Adam, Jesus Christ. Saved us from our sins. Thank you, Lord. We come against that disobedient spirit that their son or daughter have against their mother or their father or uncle or grandparents. We come against that disobedient spirit that someone have against those that are in positions to help them, to lead them, and direct them. We come against that retaliation spirit right now. We lift up our children in our homes that they'll be obedient to the word of God. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long upon this earth. We come against that disobedient spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for our children yielding to you, the parents yielding to you. Yes, it's generation after generation after generation. It has to start and has to stop somewhere. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into our homes this morning. We thank you for hearing our prayers this morning and answering our prayers. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Glory, hallelujah. He's an on-time God. He's answered your prayer. Yes. No. Wait. Because you're not ready yet. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He's answered your prayer. And you have to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I decree and declare that we get into a spirit of disobedience in the land. That we will be obedient to the word of God. He said in his word, if my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. If my people, Christians, men and women of God, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Yes, we still have some wicked Christians. Turn from your wicked ways. Stealing, lying, backbiting, jealousy, envy, covetousness. Men and women of God, turn from your wicked ways. Hatred, anger. Just being nasty. Church folk, that's what I call them. Church folk. They're not Christians. They're church folk. Turn from your wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven. Repent. Repent of your wicked ways. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We know we're not all perfect. We're not all perfect. We're striving for perfection. So don't let Satan steal your joy because you're not perfect. Glory be to God. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need Jesus. He's the only perfect one, our almighty living God. We thank God for his perfection. Knows all, sees all, everywhere, at all times. He's with you, my sisters and brothers, this morning. Glory be to God. Dr. Ronald Green, Miami, Florida. Jill Green, Miami, Florida. We are praying for you. Lyndon Hurry, we are praying for you. We're lifting you up right now in the name of Jesus. We know that God is able. He's a comforter. And he said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Jack Needed, Evangelist Jack Needed Taylor, we are praying for you, woman of God, with a mighty ministry that goes into the streets with a bold, bold, bold word. Thank you, Jesus, for Evangelist Jack Needed Taylor, and a boldness as she goes forth to minister in the streets. Thank you, Jesus. She's not afraid. God does not give us that spirit of fear. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for blessing her with that bold spirit. And other evangelists and those that have called to the street ministry. Yes, you have to have a calling, thank you, Jesus, to do his work. Know what your calling is. Pray and ask God to show you what is that you called me out to do. I don't want to be like nobody else. I want to be me. Because we're all created in your image. And you make no mistakes. Do you and not someone else. God has a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus. And we glorify you, magnify you right now for the plan in my life and the plan in your life. Just do what God has ordained for you to do. And if he's ordained for you to clean the streets, clean the streets, clean homes, wipe down the walls, clean the toilets. If God has ordained for you to do that, you do it. And don't murmur and complain about what God has called you out to do. Thank you, Jesus. All of this is dirty work. We're dealing with dirty people. People that are out there doing and saying anything. We have to minister to them. We have to keep them lifted up in prayer. He didn't say it was going to be easy. Because you're born again, you're saved, you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Glory be to God. This is the hour of salvation. Pray and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Praises go up, blessings come down. Praises go up, blessings come down. You want to be blessed, you praise God. In the midst of any situation that you're going through right now, you praise him. You glorify him and you magnify him. And he will keep you lifted up. Thank you, Jesus, for that anointing that you're placing upon my sisters and my brothers. Thank you for that fresh anointing. He's moving you up to another level. Thank you, Jesus. You don't want to stay in the kindergarten all your life. You want to graduate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the elevation and the spirit right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Pastor Shirley Caesar, we're praying for you. Pastor Tammy Caesar, Pastor Victor Mines, we're praying for you. And First Lady Karen, we're praying for you. Apostle Joanne Paul, the Christ Institution Baptist Church, Marvin and Tiffany, we're praying for you. The grandchildren, we're praying for you in that party family. Great-grandchildren, we're praying for you. God is able. God is keeping you. God is healing you. We thank you for the healing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank you for the healing in that family. Dr. Patricia McCray, we're praying for you. God is able. He is a healer. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't let go. Don't let go. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, we are praying for you. God is able. He's keeping you. Glory be to God. Marvin Harrington, we are praying for you in times like these when you feel like you're all alone. God is still with you. He'll strengthen you, guide you, lead you, and direct you. Sister Eva, we are praying for you. Brother Bobby Gladden. Sister Brenda Gladden. Hallelujah. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close and your wife Gwen and your sons, daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we're praying for you. God is opening doors, and we thank him right now that he's opened those doors so we might see the glory of the Lord in our lives. Someone's on their way to court this morning. Father God, be with them. Guide them and lead them and direct them. Put everything in order. Thank you, Jesus. God does things in decency and order in our homes, in our lives, in our churches. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Esther, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Barbara Logan, Rosetta Logan, Eddie Logan, we are praying for you. Rudolph Logan, we are praying for you. The entire Logan family. Wayne, we are praying for you. The grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we are praying for you. God is able. God is keeping you. Green family, we are praying for you. Mother Annie Green, strengthen her, guide her, lead her, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus. She have a mind stayed on you. Mother Nita, Dr. Kevin, we're praying for you and your mom and your sisters and your family in its entirety. Those are in nursing homes and hospitals, assisted living facilities. Zelda Robinson, we are praying for you. God is able. God is watching over you. God is keeping you safe from seen and unseen danger. We're praying for those nurses and doctors that are attentive to the needs of our loved ones. There will not be any overdoses of medication. There will not be any illegal surgeries. Protect them, our loved ones, right now. Touch the hands of the surgeon, the hands of the anesthesiologist, the hands of those that dispense the medication. Touch their minds, Father God. Keep their minds focused. Don't allow them to lose focus, Father God, as they're attentive to the needs of our loved ones. Those that are caring for their loved ones as caregivers in their homes. Father God, strengthen them right now, the caregivers, Father God. They need you. Strengthen our caregivers in the homes right now in the name of Jesus. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Give them perfect health as they care for individuals in their homes. We thank you right now for our dynamic men and women of God. Keep hope alive. Elders, Don and Annette Smith, Keeping Hope Alive Ministry. We thank God for you. We're praying for your children, Mercedes, your children and grandchildren. We're praying for you. God is able. God is able. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Bishop, Pastor Simmons, Simmons Memorial Church, we're praying for your church family and a community where the light should shine, in a community where the word of God need to be preached and heard, in a community that can touch the souls of those that are walking the streets seeking drugs, in a community, my God, my God, my God, we're praying for churches that are right there in the community, can hear and walk and hear your word, walk the church. Those have the soup kitchens that are opening back up. We thank God for you. We bless you and the community. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. The churches in the community that care for the people. New Union Baptist Church, we are praying for you in the community. Central Baptist Church and Pastor, we are praying for you in the community. Central Baptist Church, every Tuesday, every Thursday, serving food, fresh fruits and vegetables in the community. We thank God for you. Glory be to God. In the community, faithful workers in the vineyard, sharing of your time, your gifts and your talents that God has blessed you with. In the community, thank you, Jesus. Men and women in the community, faithful. Strengthen them, guide them, lead them, and direct them. In the community, build up our communities, build up our cities. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the homes. Grant us millionaires and billionaires that allow individuals to stay in their homes in the community. Our seniors, our children in a community where they can walk to school. In a community, keep our schools open. provide housing in the community. Glory be to God. We thank you for those that are working faithfully in our community. We pray for our governors, our mayors, for the love for mankind in the cities. Thank you, Jesus. For our grandparents and parents that work faithfully to get a home in the community. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing our cities right now in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. He will not have our cities. He will not have control over our cities. Safe housing, safe schools, supermarkets, recreation centers, churches in our community. Thank you, Jesus. We see it coming into fruition. Safe cities. Those individuals that walk the streets that want to keep our cities safe. We thank you, men and women, who have lost their lives right in our communities. We come against that spirit of destruction right now in the name of Jesus. We shall live and not die. Glory be to God. Touch our children as they go to school on a daily basis. Our teachers, our principals, our psychologists, counselors, those who prepare the foods in our schools, those that clean the floors in our schools, in our cities, bless them. We pray for our county too. We want our children to be safe wherever they are. And take away that fear, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God surround our children, parents, as they walk their children to school, as they see their children go off on the school buses. Touch the school buses, the drivers of the school buses. Keep our children safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now. We're setting the atmosphere. Setting the atmosphere. I decree and declare a spirit of safety in our communities, around our loved ones. Deliverance is nigh. Healing is nigh. We know what you could do. We believe in the power of prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Let it go to our 91st song. God is good. The Spirit of God is in our homes right now. Those that are listening, the Spirit of God is in your life. The Spirit of God is in your home. Every crack, every corner, every area of your home. The Spirit of God is with you. The anointing of God is falling upon you. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl, from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. God is working a miracle in someone's life right now. Thank you, Jesus. God is working a miracle in someone's life right now. Healing is taking place. Deliverance is taking place. Thank you, Jesus. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. The word of God said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. This is the word of the Lord. All with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. I believe in angels. To keep thee in all thy ways. Be careful how you entertain strangers, and may be an angel in disguise. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Yes, glory, hallelujah. I will be with him in trouble. Somebody's in trouble right now. But the word of God says, I will be with him in trouble. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even in the midst of being in trouble, God is still there. Call on him. Believe him. Trust him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Watch out. In the midst of your trouble, God will deliver you. In the midst of your son's trouble, your daughter's trouble, God will deliver you and him and them. In the midst of your grandchildren's trouble, God will hear them and deliver them. All they got to do is call upon him. He will deliver him and honor him. In the midst of your trouble, call upon the name of Jesus. Remember, he's a gentleman. Invite him into your life with long life. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe long, healthy life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Isn't God good? Long life, healthy life. He will be with you. This is the hour of salvation. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, and even the envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, and do good. While you're trusting in him, do good. Do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Spiritually and physically, thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. If they're lined up with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Watch God move in your life. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest. Rest. Rest, my sons, my daughters. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Who are you waiting for? I'm waiting for the Lord. Why are you waiting? Because the word of God says so. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of him that bringeth wicked devices to pass. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Inherit the earth. This is the word of God. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Your father is rich in houses and land. God's meant people. I'm talking to God's people now. He said the poor will always be among us. But he didn't say it had to be you. If you're trusting in God, holding on to God's unchanging hand, forget about the past. The past is the past. We're walking in the future now. Amen. We're walking in today, not yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Thank you, Jesus. Last week is gone. Last month is gone. Last year is gone. We're walking in the present with Jesus Christ. And he loves you. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, surrender to God. Give your life to Jesus Christ. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He is a forgiving God. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek. Oh, I love the meek. Some people think that meekness is weakness, but it's not. But the meek shall inherit, here you go again, the meek shall inherit the earth. Who's going to inherit the earth? The meek. This is the word of God, Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Abundance of peace. When all hell is breaking loose all around you, men and women of God, God will bless you with abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. Uh-huh. The Lord is laughing. He see his day is coming. You ain't got to worry about a thing. The Lord, that's verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword, they have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of the upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord knoweth the days of the righteous, and he will uphold you. Are you one of his righteous ones this morning? He will uphold you no matter what they say, no matter what they do. Let them gossip about you, them talk about you, them call you everything but a child of God. But the Lord will uphold you. If one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. Greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. And forever means forever, my sisters and my brothers. Psalm 37, verse 1 through 18. Forever. Not just for a little while. Not when you think things are going well, but he said forever. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Let's say it again. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Call upon the name of the Lord. He will help you. He's there waiting for you to call upon him. Cry out to the Lord. I need you. I need you. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. You're going to be persecuted. Mm-hmm. You're going to be persecuted. Yes, you are. You're a man or woman of God. You're going to be persecuted. And everybody's not going to like you. Do they all like Jesus Christ? They didn't believe who he said he was. You're going to be persecuted. That's all right. Be persecuted for what? Christ's sake. Draw also the spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. God is good. God is on the throne. The hour of salvation. Prayer time. Prayer time. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Prayer time. God is always on the throne. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. I want you to use the various types of decrees. It doesn't have to be a pastor, a bishop, or apostle to decree and declare. You're a man or woman of God. Walk in the authority Jesus Christ has given you. I want you to decree. I want you to talk directly to God, first of all. When you're praying, you're talking to God. Don't try to impress man. You don't need a PhD, bachelor's degree, master's degree to pray to God. Go in your secret closet. Have a little talk with Jesus. The decree of asking. The decree of guidance. The decree of divine intelligence. We are intelligent people, men and women of God. Divine intelligence. You're not ignorant. The decree of divine love. Divine love. The love of Jesus Christ. Agape love. I decree and declare divine love in you. It starts right there with you. As the song says, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. I decree and declare divine love in you. First. I decree and declare the decree that God's will is being done. God's will is being done, not my will. He knows all about your trials, all your situation, your sickness. He knows all about death in your family, in your community, in the schools, in the hospitals, in the cities, in the states, counties. He knows all about that. Why? Because he's everywhere, all-knowing. Then the decree of the divine plan. What is your plan for today? Do you have a plan for today? Or are you waking up with no plan at all? Even if your plan is just to do nothing. Okay, that's your plan. It may change. It may change. My God, when the Lord speaks to you, your plan may change. If you're in tune with the Almighty Living God, he changes our plans. God's will be done according to this situation, according to me purchasing that new home, according to me purchasing that new car. Uh-huh. The divine decree of divine order. God does things in decency and order. There's someone that's confused this morning. God is touching your mind right now. He's moving that confusion out of your mind right now in the name of Jesus. You don't know which direction to go in. You just don't know what to do. You tried everything you could try. You prayed all you could pray. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. Take that confusion out of that mind right now. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Lay hands on your forehead. Lay hands on your forehead and say, God, you are a God of divine order. I demand a spirit of divine order in my life right now, in my home, on my job, as I walk the streets, the cities, the states, in government, in Congress. I demand a spirit of divine order. Divine order. On your job. There'll be no confusion in your home. Divine order. On the bus as you travel to go to work. Divine order in your car as you drive. Divine order. Yes, he will protect you from seen and unseen danger. Divine order. The decree of blessing. I decree and declare a blessing in my life and in your life. Decree that thing. Amen. We can always speak negative. There's no problem with us speaking negative. The decree of blessing. Blessing someone this morning. I decree a blessing upon everyone that's listening today. The people of the Bible felt that the act of blessing carried great power to accomplish good. To bless means to make holy. That's who you're blessing. Watch who you're praying over. Watch what you're praying over. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. So to bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. Your words, your words, your words. Watch your words. Power in your words. Life or death in a tongue. Watch your words to ask divine favor for some situation or person. God will pray for divine favor over someone's life right now. That homeless person that's walking the streets all night long, hallelujah, glory be to God, touch their mind right now, Father God, and grant them divine favor in Jesus Christ. Touch their mind and regulate their mind that they have a mind stayed on thee. Father God, touch that mind and regulate that mind right now. Your mind regulator and your heart fixer. Fix that heart. Fix that heart. Fix that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for divine favor in that situation that you're going through. In your home. That you might have created. We're praying for a divine favor in your life, in your home. Ask for a divine favor for some situation or a person. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Don't be suffering with your prayers. Think it's all about you, me, I. Ask God to bless someone. Or that situation that you're going through. To wish a person or a situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, glorify, praise. When you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or bodily ailment, you are praising the good in it. You are involved in divine favor, which is then released to produce happy results for you. Some of us have just been saying, God bless you, God bless you, and don't know why we're saying. Bless a thing, and it will bless you. Lord, bless our cars. Bless our homes. Bless our clothes. Bless our food on our table and our refrigerator. And it will curse you. Oh, this old beat-up car ain't no good to me. Car stop running. Oh, this house is falling apart. Things will begin to fall apart. Oh, this job, I can't stand it. You're cursing it. Stop cursing your job that God has given to you and begin to bless it. Bless the individuals, your boss, your coworkers. Begin to bless them. Bless a thing and it will bless you. Curse it and it will curse you. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, as our parents used to say. Watch your mouth. To bless means to bring forth good in a situation or personality. God bless each and every person that's on his prayer line this morning. God bless you. Bring forth good in a situation or personality. Whether there seems to be any good to bring forth or not. How often you have condemned and criticized or cursed a situation only brought forth more problems and unhappy circumstances or experiences from it. What if you had dared to take the opposite view and had blessed the situation or that person, that child, that teacher, that police officer, the governor, the mayor, the president, Congress, the House of Representatives, something good would have come from it. My God, my God, my God, bless it, bless it, bless him, bless her, bless your children. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. Didn't he say we'd do greater works? The Word of God says we'll do greater works. Ask to ask divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person or situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, glorify, praise. Thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare blessings in your life, in your situation, in your home, on your job. Decree blessings. Then the decree of faith. We say we walk by faith and not by sight. Do you believe it? One of the most powerful forms of affirmative prayer is the decree of faith. Jesus promised, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. According to your faith, watch out, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Matthew 9:29. Let me say that again. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, you, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Matthew 9:29. Are you blessing someone or are you cursing them? According to your faith, be it done unto you. Watch your words. Be it done unto you. Matthew 9:29. And you wonder why you're going through what you're going through. Blessings. To bless means to make whole, holy, by the spoken word. Watch your words. To wish a person or situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, to glorify, to praise. When you bless a troublesome person, you know, we always want to bless people that's, you know, doing the right thing. When you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or body ailment, you're praising the good in it. There's still some good in that situation. God is speaking to you. God works in mysterious ways, and his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. Somebody said, why me? Why not you? Then he said, have you considered my servant Job? Job held on. He lost everything. But didn't God restore, make beautiful again? And that's what he's doing in your life today. If you're going through a trial or tribulation, watch God move. Watch God restore. Watch God give back more than enough. Watch God bless you abundantly. Watch God take forth that healing in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Spiritual healing. We need that spiritual healing in Jesus Christ before that physical healing manifests. Speaking to you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We want that spirit. We want that physical healing right away. But God is speaking to you spiritually. You get right with God and do it now. And watch God move in your life like never before. To bless, you're invoking divine faith, which is then released to produce happy results for you. Try it. You might like it. Try it. The decree of blessing. The decree of faith. In God. I have faith in God. I have faith in God. We're all going to have trials and tribulations. We're all going through something. You're not all that in a bag of chips because you're going through something. We're all going through something. The Word of God tells us that. So you're not alone. You're not alone. Some people going through sickness, death in their family, housing situations, financial situations, mental illness, depression. You're not alone. God is with you. Call upon the name of Jesus. Whatever you're going through, he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Take him at his word. and the decree of divine restoration. Thank you, Jesus. Won't he restore? Won't he restore? Yes, he will. One of the least known prayers of decree, yet one of the most important for getting your prayers answered, is the decree of divine restoration. If you could trace back in memory the cause of the unhappy experiences in your life, you would doubtless discover that most of these experiences in ill health, financial difficulties, human relations, problems were related to a belief in loss. And God won't put no more on you than what you can bear. Some of these things we cause ourselves. Think about it. Some things you put on yourself. Smoking, drinking alcohol, family breaking up because you're out there committing adultery, lying on your job, stealing on your job. Think about it. Think about it. God won't put no more on you what you can bear. You put it on yourself. Now is the hour of now is the hour of salvation. Call upon the name of Jesus. He is a forgiving God. If you're going through financial situations, God will change that for you. Human relation problems, God will change it for you. Yes, he will. He's a fixer. Yes, he will fix it. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The word loss literally means destruction, and the thought of loss held in our mind is a destructive one. God said, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Joel 2:25. The prayer or decree of divine restoration. Call upon the name of Jesus. Restore means to make beautiful again. As you affirm divine restoration of your good, so much can be added to that present that it seems even to fill the emptiness of the past. Watch God move in your life. Watch God move in your life. He's going to fill the emptiness of the past in your life. Restore. 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 In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for divine healing. Thank you for divine intelligence. Thank you for divine faith. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for divine health. Thank you, Jesus. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me. Send your prayer request. Request your prayer bug. We're receiving some beautiful, beautiful praise reports. Healing, deliverance, restoration. Thank you, Jesus. God is restoring even in times like these. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.